Okay, this coming Shabbos, we are going to have the honor and the privilege of reading Parshas Ki Savo. And of course, as we do so, we certainly reflect and understand in our hearts and souls are with our friends both in Houston and in Florida. The ones in Houston who are recovering, the ones in Florida who are in trepidation. Achinu Shebi Yisrael, Anachnu Imachem. The Torah tells us, Vayaki Savo El Aretz, and it will be when we enter the land of Israel. So the Chazal tell us that the word Vahaya is a language of joy, it's a language of Simcha. The question has to be asked, where is the Simcha over here? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh explains that the joy is in the settlement of the land of Israel, and that's the meaning of the Pasuk Oz, Yemali Schok Pino. At that point in time, that's when enjoyment of our mouth, the laughter in our mouth, will be fulfilled. Now, the comments of the Orach Chaim HaKadosh over here are odd, because those words, Az Yemali Schok Pino, speak about the future, Yemos HaMashiach, not the issues of Yishev Haaretz. So what exactly is he talking about? So Rav Volch Shalita answers that the Simcha is apparent when one experiences a sense of Shleimus. Simcha happens when we sense a sense of contentment. And that sense happens, that full sense of Shleimus, of contentment, exists only in a situation when we are on our land, free to observe our mitzvot and experience the Shechina. And that situation existed when the people came into the land of Israel, right? The fact of the matter is, when the people came into the land, they had that shleimus. And that's what David HaMelech is pointing out in the Shir HaMaalos as well. When we will get into our land in the future, it will also be Az Yemali Schok Pino. One is not to the exclusivity of the other. Anyway, we go on and we experience the parasha of Avos HaBikurim, and we're told that there's a special mitzvah called Mikra Bikurim, the idea that one recites the parasha of Arami Oved Avi. And we're told, Ve'anisa V'amarta, and you will respond and state, and Rashi notes that this means that this parasha, the parasha of Mikra Bikurim, needs to be stated out loud. And so the Beis HaLevi explains, based upon this, the Beis HaLevi has a comment in regard to other times where we have a mitzvah of Kol Ram, that one cannot say Shomea Ka'one, like for instance by Birkas Kohanim. A person doesn't have the ability to engage in Shomea Ka'one by Birkas Kohanim, because that is a mitzvah that requires a voice, and that voice requires Kol Ram. So the Nitziv, at the end of the Meshiv Davar, counters that Bikurim also is a mitzvah that's performed by reading, and yet it's quite evident from the commentaries on the Mishnayos that you can utilize Shomea Ka'one. I think the Mishnayos themselves, to be honest, seem to imply it rather strongly, right? So if that's the case, how come here, where there's an obligation of Koram, how come here we can use Shomea Ka'one, but let's say by Birkas Kohanim, one would seem to suggest, based on the Beis HaLevi, that one would not be allowed to do so. How does one make that differentiation? So Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Rav Shechter Shalita would often tell us in the name of Rabbi Salavechik that by Birkas Kohanim and Kriyas HaTorah, we're not asking for Kol Ram. We're asking to make a connection to between the speaker who speaks out the Kriyas HaTorah, between the speaker, the Kohen, who speaks out the Birkas Kohanim, and the crowd that's supposed to gain from them. But when it comes to the Mikra Bikurim, there's no special issue to have the crowd understand them and have that connection to them. When it comes to the Mikra Bikurim, the declarer of Bikurim, he's stating facts about himself. And that can be declared by others who are working on his behalf. However, if a person needs to connect to the people, then he has to do so by working on his own without the concept of Shomea Ka'one. That's how Rabbi Shechter wanted to suggest how we can answer the Anisa, the Amarta, the Kol Ram, that by Mikra Bikurim, the Kol Ram is for himself. And when it comes to the other issues, Birkas Kohanim and Kriyas HaTorah, the Kol Ram allows him to connect to the people who are supposed to be listening. We turn out in the middle of the parasha, we declare, "Vanitzak el Hashem Elokei Avoseinu." And again, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh notes that there's a hint over here that one needs to daven to Hashem daily in order to be saved from the Yetzer Hara. And when we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is the promise, there is a Havtacha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer. So the late great Mir Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkelzatzal, noted that tefillah is not just about the requesting. Tefillah is an opportunity for awareness. As he explained, the Sefer Minchas Chinuch notes that Bikurim in general was a means of making the thoughts of the mind come alive through a person through his mouth. And so if that person making those thoughts was stirred, then his tefillos would be accepted. And hence we call to Hashem in order to be personally stirred and to ask for Hashem's mercy in defeating the Yetzirah. And for us to call, to answer that call to assist Hashem at that moment in time within ourselves. And so therefore, the tefillah of the Orach Haim HaKadosh over here, the hint to the tefillah, is an idea of his Hiselrurus. After we read to the parsha of Mikra Bikurim and the parsha of Vidoy Maisros, we're told that Hayom Azeh, Hashem Elokecha, Mitzaveh Uschas HaChukim Es HaMishpatam. On this day, Hayom Azeh, Hashem goes ahead and commands the Chukim to you. And this are our Kaddish comments that the word Hayom, as we know very well, refers to Rosh Hashanah. Now, why would that day in particular be associated with the word Hayom? So the great Rav Yosef ben Arush of Tunis, the Beis Elokim, he explained that there's one day that the entire year is dependent upon. That one day is Rosh Hashanah. And that's the intention that the Pasuk over here is trying to give us. Hayom Azeh, today Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha, the Hashem who watches you both as Hashem and Elokecha, the idea of Rachamim and Din, so He is watching you and He is commanding you. And so He tells you, do mitzvahs and earn a good reward. Right? Fine. Then we're told as we approach the situation of the brachos and the klalos, which make up the bulk of the parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Bnei Yisrael v'akemos alecha avanim gedolos, that you're supposed to establish large stones. And there were three times in the Midbar that the Jews were told to set up stones, Barvos Moav, and in the Yarden, and that someone that were taken from the Yarden and placed at Areva. What's the goal of all of these stones? So Rav Nissen Alpert, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, explained that the stones symbolized roadblocks, and the roadblocks and the required major work to get rid of these roadblocks. So Moshe Rabbeinu had the people establish roadblocks for them to see how many different roadblocks they needed to overcome in order to survive in the desert, and how they survived, and that they thrived. Vakimus l'cha avanim gedolos, there are going to be challenges in life, and you're going to have avanim gedolos, but you're going to strive, and you're going to thrive. Never look at the stone, just try to get through, and realize, and keep your eyes set on the goal. We're told, Arur Asher Lo Yakim Estivei HaTorah Azos, cursed be the person who doesn't uphold the Torah. And the Yerushalmi in Sota Perek Zayin notes that one who did everything, he learned, and he was involved, and he taught Torah, and he did mitzvos, and he didn't support Talmidei Chachamim, is included in the Arur of Arur Asher Lo Yakim Estivei HaTorah Azos. So Reb Chaim Brimzik, a tzaddik livracha, quotes Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky Zatzal, who noted that when Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky came to London, he was involved in tremendous opportunities to lead the Jewish community, but he was uncomfortable not having a Talmud Chacham to support. And once he felt somebody, he had found somebody who was worthy, he jumped at the opportunity, wouldn't let it go. Ora shelo yakim es divrei Torah azos. A person needs to go ahead and be mekayim Torah wherever possible in order to be able to keep it moving. Okay, and then the psukim at the end of the parasha tell us, "V'ro kol amei aretz ki Hashem Hashem nikra alecha v'yaru mimecha," that the nations of the world will see that the name of Hashem is upon us, and they will fear us. In the Gemara Megillah, it refers Hashem Hashem nikra alecha to Zion Amid Beis, where Rabbi Elazar Agadol says, "Elu tefillin sheberosh." This is a reference to the tefillin on the head. So Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria Zatzal, the great founder of Kfar Aroeri Yeshiva, explains that while tefillin on the arm is a binding to the heart, which speaks about a dveikus between us and Hashem, the tefillin shel rosh is a sign of Yerushalayim. Why do we have the two different? So he explains, we're the only nation capable of relating to Hashem and knowing Hashem through the emotion of Simcha. But when the nations of the world can only understand the Yira aspect of that association, they cannot make good on a relationship with our HaKadosh Baruch Hu that involves a sense of Simcha. It's foreign to them. And so when they look at the Dveikus, they see Yira. And that is the basis of our opportunity to go ahead and see our uniqueness among the nations of the world, but at the same time, to give us opportunity to grow and not to be hurt within the process. Finally, in the Haftorah, I think this serves, this last thought of Rav Moshe Tzvi Neria, may help us understand that Pasuk in this coming week's Haftorah. The Haftorah comes from Yishayahu in Perek Samach Pasuk Yitess, as the Navi goes ahead and declares rather poignantly as to what's going to be in Yemos HaMashiach as we get back to Yerushalayim. And we're told, Lo yelecha od haShemesh l'or yomam, that the sun will no longer be a light during the day. Ulenoga hayarech lo yair lach, and the for brightness, the moon no longer gives you light. So Rav Shimon Schwab Zatzal explained that the message here could be figurative also. In the Yemos HaMashiach, in the days of Mashiach, the Jewish nation will become enlightened to Hashem's presence in the world. And that will mean no more doubts about Hashem, no need to look to the sun in order to remember His impact. And that awareness, that day of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes the glory of Am Yisrael. And in the nations of the world's eyes, since they can't understand that glory, that they will see it, but they will say, wow, that is the pride that they have with their knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The nations of the world keep their knowledge at arm's length. We get the opportunity to know Hashem well. Dirshu Hashem b'matzo, we're getting rather close to that period of time where calendarically we get to know Hashem well. But we need to remember that the calendaric opportunities are nothing compared to the opportunities we will get on that period in time. And on that day, we hopefully will experience altogether a Shabbat Shalom and a Yom Shekulo Shabbos Umnucha Lechaye Ha'olamim.